Proclamation number 9020, dated the July 20th, 1965. What fate is the world heading towards? If you knew what fate you are heading towards, you would not desire the world with all its commodities for even 1 minute longer. For you will lose them all and have to content yourselves with the small amount that is left to you after hours of extreme adversity and distress. And yet you cannot be spared, because the time of the end is near, and you shall first dispose of everything that belongs to the world, and thus also to the one who is the prince of this world. And as soon as you have the right attitude towards me, your God and creator of eternity, your life will also become bearable for you. But who has this right attitude towards me? The firm belief that I will help him in every adversity, who entrusts himself to me completely, and who is willing to surrender his life for the sake of his neighbor. For this will be your fate, that you even voluntarily choose to die in order to save your neighbor's life. Yet it will not be to your disadvantage, for although you will lose your life on earth, you will with certainty gain eternal life, which no one can take away from you again. Therefore, don't be afraid, regardless of what will happen. And firmly believe that you will go on living, and therefore take care that you can leave your earthly life in a state which will lead you to life and eternity. For even life on this earth will come to an end soon afterwards, and then the great reckoning will take place. The gates into the kingdom of the beyond will be closed, and only Satan's slaves and my own will inhabit the earth. The former will be banished into matter again, whilst the living bodies of the latter will be removed by me in order to populate the reshaped earth. And because I will send warnings and admonitions prior to such disintegrations of earth, the preceding natural disaster must also be viewed as such an omen which, with absolute certainty, will be followed by the end. I terminate an earthly period because people no longer use their earthly life for the maturing of their souls, and I still want to save what can be saved. For I love all of you, my living creations. I don't want your ruin but your release from the constraint of the one who is responsible for your apostasy. But I cannot induce you against your will to live in accordance with my will, and thus to live a way of life which will guarantee you eternal life. I must always give priority to your will, and depending on your will so shall be your fate. However, since this time of the occurring judgment has already been planned for eternity, you have all had ample opportunity to change, so that you need not be counted amongst the victims of this judgment. Yet you lack belief in it, and thus the end will take you by surprise and find you utterly unprepared. And I can't do anything else but send you a stern warning in advance, a natural disaster of such huge proportions that it will trigger tremendous fear and could make you recognize your God and Creator's solemn voice. Yet until the end, a human being's fate is determined by his free will, for neither I nor my adversary will use coercion. The adversary, however, will have greater success. Nevertheless, you will not be able to enjoy it, for I will seize what belongs to him from his control again in order to embed it in hard matter, so that you will nevertheless lose strength as higher development continues, which will always also result in beings reaching the light, who escape from him altogether and return into their father's house from where they once originated. Amen.